other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, I've gotten into some of the news, but I haven't hit the top stories in detail yet. Kind of went off into the whole electronic spy grid from Xbox Kinect to smart meters. I want to get into McCain going and hanging out with Al-Qaeda leadership. Rand Paul's come out and said, why are we supporting Al-Qaeda? Again, that's a big move. Even though it's public information, still nobody else will do that. That's why I like Rand Paul. That's a real deal, folks. I hate to even be honest with the audience about this because I don't usually support politicking, but Rand Paul and Ted Cruz are playing them, not the other way around. And they already know that. I mean, I'm not saying a secret. When the Republicans were trying to stop him in the primaries a few years ago and the Democrats did after, they were like, we know he's really like Alex Jones and putting on a big act like he wants to work with the system. And that's not how I do it. And you know, like Rand's like, I support the amnesty bill. So that then when they get it and it's a total payoff and criminal, he can have credibility to kill it. Same thing with Ted Cruz. Because it's just they know what they're doing. And it's something to behold. Let's go to Julio in Illinois. Julio, you're on the air. What do you got today, buddy?
Hi, Alex. I was at the March Against Monsanto on Saturday in Chicago, and it was just astonishing to see all the people that were there. There were about several hundred people downtown Chicago, but from all political ideologies were there, and it was quite beautiful to see. And you mentioned about an hour ago how you want to focus solely on GMOs and this genetic revolution.
Well, I want to focus on it more because they're poisoning us on record and where they admit they're doing it, and all the elite won't eat it, and the elite won't have smart crap in their house because it spies on them and it's hurting them. All the big rich Hollywood people I know, all the big globalists that come out in the news that I've read about, they go to rural areas to be away from all the electronics and with landlines and nothing but pure foods for their families. They know what they're doing. It's game over. They're killing us. I'm sorry. Just every time I realize it, I get upset, Julio. If I caught a neighbor in my house putting poison, soft kill poison, in my flour, or in grain, I would stomp their guts out. And it's not that I'm some tough guy. But, I mean, I am, you know, a man here. And these people are killing us, and I've had enough of their crap. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I hear you, Alex. You know, that's why I embarked myself as an independent journalist to cover GMOs and WeatherMod and this genetic modifying society that's going on. You know, I spoke to a University of California Davis professor, Kent Bradford, who was pretty open with me in telling me that about 90% of what you purchase at the grocery store is GMOs, and was telling me how wonderful it would be, Alex, to introduce to your children and to other children throughout the world fruits and vegetables like apples that will never turn brown, never go rotten because of GMOs, and how wonderful that would be. Or I spoke to a diplomat from the United Nations who told me how wonderful it would be, Alex, to send third world nations drought-resistant seeds so we could feed third world populations.
I saw the documentary. It's excellent. But I mean, here's what's crazy. There could be genetic engineering that would actually help. They are designing it to hurt you on purpose. I've had the top scientist on who quit over this before.
I spoke to a professor from my alma mater, Joel Gruber, who's a doctor, and that's what he told me. He told me he thinks there could be some benefits to genetic engineering, but the way companies like Monsanto, Cargo, and the rest are doing, they're doing this purposely to destroy crops. And one last thing, Alex, you know, I saw the Rachel Maddow clip of her, you know, talking about WeatherMod. It's so funny. But here's a few things. Number one, NBC Universal, now owned by Comcast, owns the Weather Channel. So, you know, why would people want to look up weather modification? And then secondly, Alex, Rachel Maddow kind of did a disservice to what she was trying to do. Hopefully, even if it's just one person, watched what she said and actually looked up weather modification and actually saw government documents. She just did a disservice. And one last thing, I teased this towards the end of my film, but I have uncovered...
Stay there, we'll come back to it. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We have the filmmaker of the documentary Genetically Modified Society who got in, Julio. He's done reporting for us in the past, and we are Change Up in Chicago. I've seen it. We should air that on the nightly news. It's been introduced in the $100,000 film contest. We've got like 500 entries. I've watched, let's not exaggerate, 150 of them or so. On top of going to Bilderberg, on top of running the news operation, trying to make Obama deception too. I'm not complaining. That's why I get busy. Almost to the point of being crazy. There's so much like whack-a-mole. These moles are coming up. I've got to watch all the other ones. And I've got to judge it. First place, $100,000. Second place, $10,000. Third place, $5,000. But everybody that enters it gets a chance to work with us on film projects in the future. Here's my greatest frustration. I have a stack of sponsors that will pay us. You know, they're already sponsors on radio and TV for live plugs on the radio. You hear me even skipping the network ads, which cost the network money. But because I'm the number one show on Genesis that has over 1,400 affiliates, over 1,400 affiliates now on GCN. It's like the third largest, maybe the second largest radio network in the U.S. They don't put on airs. It's a modest operation, but they really are almost as successful as Talk Radio Network, maybe as successful. And then above that, of course, Clear Channel. But it's a small company, basically, that's on the margins of the non-monopoly, you know, big giant radio stations. But my big frustration is I want to be able to hire more reporters, more journalists, more researchers, more people. I don't have time so much to even hire them and then train them. And then who assigns the stories? I mean, it's just there's so much, but I'm trying. And I'll tell you, if we had the money, we have to have a modest backup so we could run 3-4 months if all the money got turned off. But other than that, and I could sell a little bit of real estate I have if things ever got really bad, but we are running on a shoestring. People hear me say we cost $7 million to run InfoWars every year. Folks, small newspapers, you know, in say a town like Abilene, I've seen the numbers, might cost $10 million a year to run. Okay? For what we reach, for the amount of people I reach, if I worked for the globalist, I would be paid $20 million a year. I've been offered that kind of money. I mean, 12 years ago, I don't mean to digress here, I want to go to your phone calls. I was told, you'll have a TV show, you'll have a book deal, this is all lined up, you do what we say, and up front, you know, here's millions of dollars. And it wasn't hard for me to not sell out, because I live to talk about this real information. And we've been somewhat successful on our own, but I sit here running around spending my time trying to get money in here to fund things. And if I didn't have to spend my time on that, we'd be much more effective. And we are very effective. You know, they have big trade publications write about how we're the model of new media. And I have Bloomberg and the New York Times and Vanity Fair and the London Guardian and just everybody calling, GQ, Esquire. How do you do it? What are you doing? How do you? Because they see the real numbers. They know we really do reach 15 million people a week one way or another. That's a conservative number. They know they're dying while we're growing. How do I do it? If I read 15 articles where Google says they're watching us and you know, they admit the smart meters are giving us cancer, and they admit, you know, they catch the UN adding sterilants to vaccines, and I've got, you know, the Times of India reporting on it. I mean, I'm going to cover that. And I guess because I'm flamboyant in that I get upset by this. I take it personal. I'm freaked out. I'm living in a science fiction dystopia. It's getting worse by the minute. I know it's real. I've gotten the phone calls. My wife's gotten the phone calls saying, you don't stop what you're doing, we're going to kill you. And you say, you know, a couple of pejoratives at them. Now, to be honest, that's what you do. And they're like, really? You were just talking to your uncle or your mom or your dad about this. You better watch it. And I'm like, no, you better watch it. You think you're safe working for people that give you the type of power to be able to do this? That's why I don't have bodyguards and nothing. Okay? I'm in God's hands. And if they kill me tomorrow, that's the way it is. I am not part of diseasing and killing all these children. I'm not just talking about abortion and partial birth abortion. I mean all the walking dead out there. And they're killing everybody. It's getting worse by the month. And I will not sign on to it. I will not be part of it. Bill Gates, father, former head of Planned Parenthood, known eugenicist, constant meetings about they're trying to reduce population, making jokes about releasing our number down to zero at TED conferences, and all the fellow travelers laugh at it. Man, I take that serious. People say, well, why do you like Mike Judge? He made a film about eugenics, everybody being dumbed down. They're dumbing us down on purpose. Real eugenics is about dumbing people down to get rid of them. It's about a lion eating the other male baby lion, or a grizzly bear eating the male grizzly, the baby, so it doesn't have to be challenged by him later for territory and mates. That's all these globalists are into, man. We're under attack. We're under a war. And there probably are in some areas too many people. But they won't let us develop the technologies to empower humanity. Instead, some smiley face punk gets to talk about how he's rolling out mosquitoes that'll forcibly inject you with crap, whether you like it or not. Last time I said that, some idiot sent a comment on the site going, mosquitoes suck, they don't inject. If you weren't so stupid, some of you willfully, you might actually be able to have a life. Mosquitoes inject high-powered saliva out of their proboscis into your bloodstream to liquefy the platelets and to assanguinate the juices. That's why the patents on record are they're already been caught all over the world loading mosquitoes with forced vaccines. And the vaccines are to reduce fertility. The vaccines are to give you cancer, delayed action, and the cancers are to reduce IQ. Look it up, okay? If you don't believe me, look up patents for mosquitoes to deliver vaccines. And they've already caught them doing it. It's going on right now in Florida. And I take it personal that some smiley-faced billionaire piece of garbage is up there laughing on TED TV about reducing our numbers down to zero while he thinks it's funny. Now listen here to all of you that serve the system. You see them saying the veterans are the terrorists because in the next 10 to 15 years, if they have their way, we're holding them back. They say they're 10 years behind. People are like, where's the New World Order? Why hasn't it got a lot worse? Because we're holding them back. We're holding the door. People are like saying, are you sure there's something on the other side? You can hear the scraping on the other side, the battering ram. You can see the history. And people, there it is. Super mosquitoes could fight malaria with a bite and deliver it. Oh, but it's nice. See? Oh, God. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls. Julio, you made that film. It's great. What was your last point? Because I got to get to everybody else or I don't get to nobody.
I appreciate that, Alex. And towards the end of the film, I teased. I really didn't have enough time to expose weather modification the way I wanted to. But the director of National Weather Service kind of hinted that, there has been weather modification, but, we're not doing that anymore. That's just old technology. Well, a couple of weeks later, I went to your neck of the woods. I was in San Antonio, Texas, attending a weather modification conference.
Which doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist. They told me, I had one person tell me that a government organization permits and approves all of the cloud seeding, all of the solar radiation management.
No, there's a congressional weather modification board under the Department of Energy. No, it's well known.
Yeah, Kay Bailey Hutchinson introduced that bill, I believe, back in 2005. But I'm currently working right now as we speak on a Freedom of Information Act request. I don't want to pull a Breitbart and say too much, but what I'm going to uncover, it's pretty shocking, and it will make Rachel Maddow look more like a fool than she already is.
Yeah, because what I said was, I said weather modification is real. This probably wasn't. This is probably a real tornado. And then she edited it to where it sounds like I'm saying Obama sent the tornado, and you should probably take that clip out and play it. And it's a desperation move. God bless you, Julio. Break it with us here when you get it. That's a great reporter. Wish I had the money to hire him and bring him down here. I just don't have it. That's why you need to buy the books, buy the videos, buy the ProPure water filters, support our sponsors, because, folks, we are the best there is at fighting this. Doesn't mean we're great. We're the best there is. Henry in South Africa. Thanks for holding, Henry. Then Sam, Nolan, Sean, and others. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And thank you for giving hope to people out there. I've been listening to your show for a couple of years. I'm about 39 years of age and an IT engineer. I live on the coast south of the south part of Cape Town. And basically, I see it. It is real. There are a lot of cameras coming up all over the place, all over the national roads as well in our country. Nobody seems to be assuming responsibility for them or what they're doing. But it's pretty plain to see that they basically want to start spying on everybody as well this side. It's worse in Johannesburg, but a lot all over the national roads, and also the banks in our country as well. When people's accounts are running into debit more and more these days, it's becoming more frequent because of the pressure of this satanic system that basically we're under. And bottom line is that people now, banks are charging them more than they can afford to put back when their accounts run in debit. And,
to explain this, we can build unlimited civilizations with the technology we have. The globalists admit that. They are artificially imploding the world economy into their hands, and out of the social revolution that comes, they're going to use the giant unwashed mass to fully enslave the producers. This is a globalist war against thinking people, a killing field like the Khmer Rouge, a hellish worldwide meltdown. In fact, I have a stack of news on that I'm going to get to. Do you concur with that analysis?
Absolutely, Alex. 100% with that.
I want you to finish from South Africa. Henry, just stay with us a few more minutes. I appreciate you holding. And then we're going to go to Sam and Sean and Nolan and others, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And Absolutely. Worldwide, they're gearing up for asymmetrical warfare. It's in mainstream news in the U.S. They're training that the public are, quote, all insurgents. They're training that we are insurgents. No, they are the insurgents.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called MicroPlant Powder Gold. MicroPlant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make MicroPlant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
On screen, a Bloomberg article, one they wrote about me a few years ago. I said Bloomberg's been calling me a bunch doing some piece. And I thought it was already out because it said May 26th. I thought, oh, it must have already happened. That was in 2009. There's another piece coming out this week. But it's conspiracy buffs warn of Kissinger cabal red mailbox dots. We're talking about red mailbox dots. It's like Rachel Maddow's like, and look at this engine part from 9/11. Jones is discredited. And he says 9/11 didn't even happen. What? Oklahoma City didn't happen. No, I didn't say that. I said the globalists clearly carried out Oklahoma City. And on 9/11, they were financing and protecting the Al-Qaeda people that were involved. That even came out in Newsweek, that they were protected and allowed to be involved in it. Just like I have mainstream news articles after I go to your calls, I'm going to go over, with Rand Paul going, why are we arming Al-Qaeda to attack Syria? That's Associated Press. That's Reuters. I thought that was crazy when I said that. See, it is crazy that they're funding Al-Qaeda publicly while telling you give your rights up. But I'm not the one that's crazy. Okay, there are literally thousands of studies that hydrofluorosilicic acid lowers your IQ, gives you bone cancer, pancreatic cancer, leukemias. Don't believe me? Type in Harvard studies. Everybody salivates off the name Harvard. And they look at 24 studies and say, it's conclusive, this stuff will kill you. And I know I keep saying that every hour because I've just had the realization that that's the proof of how crazy this is. The old timers in the 40s said, don't put that in the water. This is toxic waste fluoride and it's going to really hurt people. Shut up, crazy man. What, you going to nuke the Russians? You know, is Dr. Strangelove? There it is. Government and top university studies. Fluoride lowers IQ and causes other health problems. Duh. And then it looks at how we have the worst health in the world. The worst health. And I know you're like, Alex, you said it in the first hour. You said it in the second hour. I just marvel that they're killing us and it's fun. Do you know what industrially is used to be sprayed on the crops by crop dusters when it's actually dust and not spray? Still, do you know what? Last time I checked, it's the second most sold. There's different variants of it, but if you add them all together, you know what the second most popular dust is when they actually dust crops? Do you know what aircraft spray out on crops? Do you? Powdered hydrofluorosilicic acid, because it's more psychoactive. It's like souped up fluoride. By the way, they won't believe that. Type in EPA sets limits on fluoride as pesticide. And they just said last year, we recommend this be phased out. It's real deadly. Oh, yeah. There it is. EPA proposes phase out of fluoride-based pesticide. Boom. New York Times. I guess 2011 now. Time flies. I'm going to shut up and go to the guy in South Africa. Oh, he hung up. Got sick of holding. Oh, he hung up during the break. He didn't know I wanted to go back to him. Well, whatever. God bless you from South Africa, brother. But do you think 1.6 part per million is bad in water? They put as much as 600 parts per million in powdered eggs. You know the stuff they put in cake mixes and stuff so it doesn't stick to the cellophane siding or the wax paper? You guessed it, hydrofluorosilicic acid. I mean, it's a miracle people can even tie their shoelaces. I mean, this is incredible. Sam in New York, thanks for holding her on the air, sir.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Just totally freaked out. I'm just raising the alarm here best I can.
Yeah, man, I just wanted you to know that we've got a lot of love for you here in New York City. There's a lot of people listening to you, man, and I love your show. I've been listening to you since October. You woke me up in a lot of ways you can imagine. I've been an InfoWarrior since way back, but I never knew you existed until one of my cousins, Felix, turned me on to you on Facebook, and he actually shared his membership with me. So, I listen to your show every day, and I try to tell people, wake up people here, and I love when you're sarcastic and you make the jokes about racial shadow, and I love when you do those jokes. Don't ever lose that, man, because you crack me up. You have me laughing a lot, so... It can't be all serious, but, I try to wake people up here and tell people about you and tell people about what's going on. And there's so many people in denial. I went to the Monsanto March the other day. I was talking to one of my friends, a musician buddy of mine, and, you know, he was still one of the guys that kind of woke me up. Now he's telling me, why am I listening to you? He says, you know, I don't understand. You didn't believe me years ago when I kept telling you about Obama. Why are you listening to Alex Jones? Why did you go from one extreme to the other? I said, listen, I listen to Alex Jones because everything he says is true. I Google what you say. I research what you say, and everything you say is true. So I don't understand. I said to him,
I'm going to answer that question on the other side. God bless you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We've got it. The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Okay, we're going to go to Karen Hughes, a huge whistleblower. Well, this news has just been breaking the last few days with John B. Wells covering it on Coast to Coast AM. When I first saw this about a week ago, I said, there's no way this is this big a whistleblower. Then I went and looked it all up. She's in Forbes, you name it, and, well, I hope they don't go arrest her. In fact, she's headed to court reportedly in the next few days. We're going to talk to her in just a moment, and then I'm going to go back to your calls in overdrive. But let me just right now mention a few of these headlines here. John McCain went, met with known al-Qaeda rebels. He wants more weapons given to him. And here's Rand Paul. Senate is arming al-Qaeda and rushing to war in Syria. You can read the transcript there on the New American Magazine. Here's another one out of Foreign Policy put out by the Washington Post. My colleagues just voted to arm the allies of al-Qaeda. That's a quote by Rand Paul. And people are like, really? Also, I pointed this out before, but now it's been picked up in a bunch of publications. Op-ed says raid on Gibson guitars, another case of Obama targeting conservatives. And again, they're targeting anybody who is a nationalist or anybody that's a populist or anybody who's a libertarian. They don't target mainline Republicans. They target people that are actually patriots. Because what Republicans say, a lot of it's true. They just betray and don't do it. Okay? And again, they also have been in the past targeted mainline conservatives that started to wake up. But they've also targeted alternative media liberals that are anti-war and stuff. And this is what persecution is. When the government comes after you for your political views, that's Nazi Germany. That's how Nazi Germany started in 33, 34, 35, 36, 37. It wasn't until 38, 39 they started arresting everybody. And now they're training with Homeland Security to go after the American people. That's a big deal. And I haven't gotten to this yet. Maybe I'll cover it on the nightly news tonight with David Knight because it's such a big deal. But because it's the same global model. Scotland, every child to have a state guardian from birth. They're like, well, it's just to make sure the parents aren't bad. Who watches the government? This is designed to break up the family. This is the globalist plan. That's the issue, is that they, when the government has you in their custody, they put right at 68% of foster children, U.S. nationwide number. Pull it up. Right at 2/3 of foster children are on an average of 7 psychotropic drugs because they get more money. I've had the foster parents on where they're told, the 3-year-old yelled, we're going to put them on antipsychotics because then it's a special needs child, you get more money. And the eugenicists like it because it attacks the general public. I mean, this is hellish, folks, what's going on. And then if they don't get in trouble for all these scandals, we're just being conditioned to accept it. Scandal fatigue, Fast and Furious, IRS gate, Spy gate, all of it. Benghazi gate. And the Republican leadership doesn't want to go after them on this because they're all connected as well. Well, we need to go after them, all of them. By the way, this is huge. We appreciate her joining us. She has a lot of courage. Karen Hughes. And again, I'm going to read the bio from coasttocoastam.com because it's the best one out there. Former World Bank attorney and whistleblower Karen Hughes talked about how she uncovered corruption in the World Bank, according to Hughes. Forces within the international institution have placed the entire world at risk of currency wars. It's already going on. And a permanent... And it goes on in gold and cooking the books and lying about it. If the financial malfeasance continues unabated, employment and unemployment will skyrocket, international trade falters, and economies around the world will melt down. And then it goes on to break down that what will happen will make 1930s look like a game of tiddlywinks. According to Hughes, ordinary citizens have been kept in the dark about this dire situation by an elite group that owns 40% of the net worth of all publicly traded transnational corporations. Through a series of interconnected directorships, they essentially own everything, including the media, she said. Wow. And we'll go into overdrive with her if she can do it and go to your calls because she was telling my producer, but I wanted to say it in her own words that she may be facing whistleblower reprisals because, I mean, these people get $85 billion in U.S. taxpayer money a month alone in QE3 given to them. And then the debt they're creating, we're signed on to. I mean, this is a master plan that I've been talking about for 16 years with George Humphrey, a local Austin business owner and top economist. He was the first person, not Ron Paul, to lay out how it would all unfold. Because he himself is a successful businessman, former city council person. I hate to toot his horn so much. It's got to be done. That guy is incredible. And I know he lives all over the world. Where is Humphrey? I've been wanting him for 6 months. Let's go to our guest, Karen Hughes. Karen, thank you for coming on with us. Tell us about yourself, what you're facing for going public with this, and the bombshell information that you witnessed and what's going on.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm really glad to get the chance to tell people firsthand what it's been like to be a whistleblower inside the World Bank. I've been inside the World Bank for 20 years, and I've been working together with other World Bank whistleblowers, and we've all been, you know, when you see the elephant and somebody sees the trunk and somebody sees the foot, well, we've got a whole group, a whole network of whistleblowers, and we've been helping each other figure out exactly what's what's what and who's doing what to who.
And by the way, I didn't toot your horn properly, so folks know who you are. You're a Yale trained lawyer, and you also went to the School of Economics at the University of Amsterdam before you worked at the U.S. Import-Export Bank. I won't go over your whole bio, but you've written World Bank legal documents, legal policy, you name it. So you're one of the biggest whistleblowers in a long time. Please go ahead.
Well, what we found out was that there was a lot of corruption going on. And the thing about corruption is it's kind of like a snowball. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger. And I reported this corruption to the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations when Joe Biden was the chair and when Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama were in the Senate on that committee.
So you tried to do this through channels for a long time.
That's the way you do it, because that way either they have a chance to solve the problem or you're ready to move on up the ladder. And I've been, you know, I started out in the basement of the World Bank, and when I first saw the problem, it was in the Philippines, where the president of the Philippines was corrupt. And there was the second largest bank in the Philippines, and the World Bank had a project there because there had been the East Asia financial crisis. This was at the end of the 1990s. And what happened was the man who owned Philippine Airlines had borrowed money from this bank and was in default on his loan. And what he did was he bought the employee shares in Philippine National Bank, and then the loan couldn't be dispersed. So I said to the man who was in charge of the program in the Philippines, tell the government they're not going to get the money. And instead, they had me reassigned. So what happened was the loan wasn't dispersed for $200 million. And then the people who were depositors in that bank took their money out. So the government had to bail out the bank for $493 million. And there was another loan from Japan for $200 million.
So in layman's terms, it's all designed to fail.
Well, that's $900 million worth of bad loan. It wasn't designed to fail. It failed because the president of the Philippines was corrupt. And then when the World Bank evaluated how the loan went, they said, well, there was this problem, but we couldn't have predicted it. The World Bank did a satisfactory job. I said, you've got to be kidding. You know, there's an evaluation at the end of the project. I said, that's a cover-up to the board. And that was one of the people I told that to was I was being interviewed for the job of general counsel, and the people that were interviewing me, that was an executive search firm, said, why is it that the general counsels is like a revolving door. None of them stay for longer than 2 years. I said, because there's a cover-up going on inside this organization. And the thing about the World Bank is it issues bonds on the capital market, and then it takes the money from the bond, and it takes and it invests the money, and it earns profits. And that's how it finances itself. Every now and then it goes to Congress for money, but most of the time it's earning trading profits.
Sure, Karen, you're the expert on this. The reason I bring up the point of giving the third world president or dictator money, depending on which area it is, and then they don't pay it back, it's well known they don't pay it back, and then that signs the country on to perpetual debt. It's kind of like sending a teenager credit cards they can never pay back because you want to get them into debt. But you were inside of it. That's why I was saying that it's planned to fail.
Well, look, sometimes you have a good project. Sometimes you have a country where it's not a teapot dictator. And then it's not such a bad thing. You can, if you're going to put your money in a good investment and it's going to earn a lot, you can pay that loan back. So it's, you can't paint it all with a bad brush. You can't say anybody that goes to a place like that knows that it's there to snooker the countries,
Sure, my point is that the IMF and World Bank are more and more known as being predatory, and Joseph Stiglitz has talked about that. I mean, you probably knew him; he was the chief economist there at the World Bank. But okay, so getting to
I guess what I'm trying to say is that there are good people in that place,
sure.
There are good projects, and some of the good people stood up for what was right and became whistleblowers.
Sure,
and we've been working together to turn this thing around because underlying it all. It doesn't have to be a predatory. Mandatory bank. And it, I think that it can get us from here to there. There meaning a straightforward, transparent international financial system where countries can actually turn their situation around.
Oh, look, I get. I mean, I get that having transparency and nationalizing things or whatever. Obviously, these institutions probably could be turned into something good. Obviously, there's good people inside, evidenced by you. But for lay folks out there, explain the precipice you say we're on and why you've gone public.
Okay, I can tell you right now, we were on a precipice, and I'm pretty sure that we're turning the Titanic around. Somebody told me that's a bad metaphor because the Titanic hit the iceberg. But I happen to think we've just narrowly missed the iceberg, and I think we are turning it around. And the reason I think that is because I've testified in the UK Parliament twice. They put my testimony up on their website. I testified in the European Parliament. And the thing about the World Bank is it's also a knowledge bank. Some people that have really good technical advice go to the World Bank, and then their advice gets built into the projects. And one of these really good pieces of software is something they call the stakeholder analysis, which if you get a country expert who knows, you know, exactly what's going on in the country, and when I say exactly what's going on in the country, I mean on a given problem, they know who's involved in the problem, either making it worse or making it better, where they stand, how powerful they are, and if you take that information and you put it in a computer game simulation, you can get a really good idea of where the coalitions are for improving.
Sure, but the hedge funds are using these war games to bring down countries to consolidate them. I mean, undoubtedly, there's those hyenas involved.
This software, I can tell you, if you're trying to figure out how to avoid a problem, it will give you a really good blueprint. And I asked these people in 2004 to model rule of law. And I'll tell you who designed this model. It's a man by the name of Jacek Kugler. He's a professor at the Claremont University, but he's also been the president of a number of political science analysts, you know, their groups. In any event, I modeled rule of law, and it told me in 2004 that if the U.S. didn't play by the rules, we were going to lose the ability to just name the president of the World Bank. There was going to have to be an election process.
So that's the U.S. losing dominant control of a major system of the world government.
That's right. And that's what happened in 2010. But I went to the Treasury Department in 2006, and I said, this model is accurate, and we better straighten ourselves out. And we didn't straighten ourselves out. And then I told you I went to the Senate Committee on Foreign Relations, and Senator Lugar was there. He wrote three letters to the World Bank saying, don't fire this lady. And they did anyway. And I didn't mind, actually, because I had been there for 20 years. I had a pension, and I just wanted to get the problem solved. So I've been working pretty much full-time on this problem. I have gone to anybody who couldn't run away from me fast enough to tell them that we were involved in a collision course. Because after I saw this problem, looking at it from the World Bank, which is like a microcosm, I then read a larger study that was written around the same time, and it was talking about the world. It wasn't talking about the World Bank. And this said that if we didn't start playing by the rules, there was going to be a currency war, and China was going to come up way, way fast. If we started playing by the rules, we would be able to solidify our relationship with the with our allies. And what?
Well, that's the same thing I'm getting from all my Pentagon sources, is that they, and even if they're corrupt, they realize that it's going to wreck the power if they continue to print all this money, cheat everybody, do all these things. And so that's why you're seeing such big shakeups around the world. But
exactly, exactly. And so, for example, the people inside the Defense Department that were familiar with the stakeholder analysis, the minute Secretary Hagel was named, I went to the Inspector General in the Department of Defense, and I said, this model is saying that And the next week, I got an email from LinkedIn from the person inside the Defense Department who had been working on that model. I had spoken directly to Secretary Hagel when he was a senator from Nebraska.
Yeah, so they know the corruption. Sure, sure. So we're going to go to break. This is powerful. Let's come back with that. But I'm familiar with this just from some of my sources. They realize the snowball of corruption so out of control, they can't even control themselves. And it's going to force everyone to leave the dollar, not because they hate America, but because it's going to destroy them if they don't. Is that accurate?
We've turned it around. We're not leaving the dollar. And we'll talk about gold at the other end of your break.
All right, I want to hear what you have to say about that. Former World Bank insider Karen Hughes is our guest, and she certainly has a lot of info for us. And then I was talking to her in the break, so I want to get this straight about whistleblowing, about you having some issues with that. I want to find out what's happening on that front straight ahead. And we'll also give you her website on the other side for listeners that want to check that out. All this and more straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network, GCNLive.com, and my websites are Infowars.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
KAHughes.net, and 20 years at the World Bank as a lawyer, high level writing policy, graduate there of Yale Law School, also the School of Economics in Amsterdam, and she's got a criminal trial coming up. For whistleblowing, basically, withhold her. And wait till you hear about this, what they're using to go after her. I mean, this is, I've been told by high-level NSA people, not just Wayne Madsen, that that's what the NSA now is just used to spy on everything from police to bureaucrats to preachers, but mainly financial people and then government people. But they want to know what influencers are up to. And it's all so illegal. And they've got over 800,000 private contractors in the U.S. alone with top secret clearances that can just dial in and look at everything you're doing privately. And they're getting caught using it to harass people and go after their wives or steal from people. I mean, it is just a criminal gang, like a snowball. Like she said, if you want to support us, folks, we've got a 15% off ProPure and support yourself getting the best gravity-fed felt filters out there. Infowarsstore.com, 15% off. We never do this special. We've done it one time before with promo code WATER15, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, we only got about 4 or 5 minutes left, and we're going into overdrive. If stations don't carry this next hour, people can find the free podcast at InfoWars.com/show and the audio and video feeds that are coming out. And be sure and support our local AM and FM stations. It's just this info is an emergency transmission. It's too important. We're going to keep going here. We only have about 4 minutes left in this segment. Tell me about the persecution you're going through, but the good news of the governors being aware. Go ahead.
Okay, the persecution is very simple. I have to go to a criminal court on the 30th of May. Eric Holder's people are there waiting for me, the district attorney for the District of Columbia, and I'm charged with trespass, which is impossible because the 188 ministers of finance that run the World Bank wanted me back there. So it's trumped-up charges, and, you know, that's what they're trying.
Yeah, you were now, telling me the security firm, you know, is owned by the globalists, so that's how crazy it is that you go back for a meeting there, and then they charge you with this.
That's right. Well, actually, what I did was I sent an email to the commissioner of police, Michael Reese, and I said, if you don't think I'm really reinstated, you just, here's the email address of the man who's in charge of the development committee. That's the president of the National Bank of Poland. Or you can ask the dean of the board of executive directors, Dr. Hassan. And he didn't do that. So he suckered me there. And then he handcuffed me and kept me outside in his squad car for an hour. All right? So that's the first part. Now, let me just skip ahead to something that everybody ought to know and doesn't know. And that is that Germany asked for their gold back. First they asked, you know, the Federal Reserve has their gold, 300 tons of it, and Germany asked to see it. The Federal Reserve wouldn't let them in, and the Treasury Department sent them a paper audit with 4 pages worth of, gobbledygook saying, we think it's there. And so Germany said, okay, we want our gold back. And the Federal Reserve said, Germany, take a hike. You can have it maybe in 7 years. Now, that's an act of war. That's not very good at all.
And that shows how, and now they're grabbing people's private bank accounts, and now they're MF Global. All of this, it shows how precarious everything is.
Well, it's not so precarious, because I have been telling the attorneys general now for 2 years, and what I did was I bought a World Bank bond. I'm a lawyer. That means the World Bank is not immune, and I sued the World Bank for securities fraud, and I sued the auditors of the World Bank, KPMG, because they were cooking the books. And what happened in court...
Hold on, stay there. We're back in 60 seconds. Straight ahead with former World Bank employee and whistleblower.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
trouble. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.